Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Each year at Interlochen Arts Academy, there's a big event we call Collage, an interdisciplinary concert full of student performances. You can see Collage tonight or tomorrow night in Corson Auditorium, but we thought it would be fun to give you a sneak peek. Today in Studio A, we welcome two pianists who will be performing in Collage, Richard Gao and Wenbo Singh. We'll start with Richard, a 16-year-old junior. Richard, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
Richard, this is your first year at Interlochen. What's your hometown? Where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, so we'll give some love to the Maple Leafs right now.
And the Toronto Raptors.
All right. Now, I understand that in addition to playing the piano, that you are interested in esports. Can you tell us a little more about that?
It's just like how crazy esports can get, how competitive it can get. One big play or one misplay by a team can just cost them the whole game. That's really crazy.
And do you mean like video game?
Yes.
Head-to-head sports?
Yep.
Okay. And so there's a lot that can go wrong?
Yep.
Same with the piano.
But if you make a small mistake, then there's a lot of room to catch up near the end. But in esports, one small mistake can cost you a whole round or game.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Yeah. What are you going to play for us today?
I'll be playing Chopin Winter Wind Etude. That's Opus 25, number 11.
Here is Richard Gao performing work of Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
That was Richard Gaw performing Chopin's Etude in A minor, Opus 25, number 11. You can hear him tonight and tomorrow night in Collage at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Next up, we'll meet 18-year-old senior Wenbo Singh. Welcome, Wenbo.
Thank you.
Now, Wenbo, this is your second year at Interlaken.
Yes.
What's your hometown?
I'm from Beijing, China.
Excellent. We're so glad to have you here. Now, I understand you play a traditional Chinese instrument.
Yes, it's called the guzheng. It has 21 strings. It's usually tuned to the pentatonic scale. It's been around for thousands of years, and it's been used by traditional ancient Chinese musicians for a long time, and it has some of the most beautiful sounds. The glissando, which is one of the main techniques on the guzheng, it really mimics the sound of flowing water. And it's really beautiful.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And we will have you in Studio A later this year to play that for us.
Thank you.
Now, there is water really in the piece that you're going to play for us today.
Yes, there is.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play Liszt Concert Etude. The name of the piece is Waldesrauschen. It's in German and it translates into English as Sounds in the Forest. I like the piece a lot because there are, as you mentioned, there are flowing water in the piece. There are also a lot of different sounds. It opens up with this kind of light mist, like in the morning you would see in a forest. And then it moves on. There are loud noises, and there's sometimes just very quiet, nothing but just the flowing of water. There are some glowing, shining things in the piece. It just really creates the scene of the forest.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Here's Wenbo Singh performing Sounds in the Forest by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
That was Wenbo Singh performing Sounds in the Forest by Franz Liszt. You can hear Richard and Wenbo perform with their fellow students tonight and tomorrow night at Interlaken's Collage. Find more information at classicalipr.org. Richard and Wenbo, thanks so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Zachary Sobiana for production assistance. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.